I love you. Sweet, we're in.
I'm singing with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You. What's better than this? Guys being disruptive. Guys,
all right, we're fucking in the mix.
We back.
All right, welcome to this episode of Cumtown.
Yo, are we going to get a cease and desist for that?
I don't think they care, to be honest. Yeah,
I see you with the notes.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've been.
Yeah.
Doing this, so holy, I was like,
shit. It's been like, what, 2 months?
Probably.
Jesus.
So I'm like, okay, like, if it's really rusty, you know, I'll write down some.
Just in case. Yeah. Well, to, I'm not one to make excuses, but here's my excuse.
hey, man, I'm not your boss.
It's just,
oh, it's squirted on me.
Oh, no. fuck. Anyways, yeah, man, just, like, school's been, like, we've been, like, building up to, like, this climax, basically, to the end of the L&D phase, learning and development, you know, finished all my, you know, community college classes.
I'm trying to climax on some L&Ds as well.
Oh, my God.
Some lats and
deltoids.
Stupid.
But yeah, so now we're leading up into internships, so I think I've just got locked in.
Oh, congrats, bro.
Yeah, I think as of right now, I'm going to.
Oh, bro. That's a place to be, man.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what people telling me.
If you get the hookup for Capitals tickets, because it's the Capital One Center in D.C., just let me know.
Oh,
damn,
true.
She all bloody. I assume that's a woman.
I forgot the show was playing. Anyways, you can be distracted. That's why I'm turned around.
I'll give you the play-by-play for this hentai we're watching.
We got Demon Slayer playing in the background.
Yeah.
Anyways. So yeah, got, you know,
congrats.
Leading up to like, so nervous, excited. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I can make a good enough impression that they'll, offer me a position at. Yeah. So that's, you know, best case scenario. Worst case scenario, I got to go find another fucking job.
Yeah. You could probably work in that sweet new one building they built right by Tyson's.
Yeah. So I'm going to McLean.
Damn, brother. That's awesome.
So I'm going to McLean.
McLean.
As of right now, anyways. Yeah. You know, I don't want to, like, you know, lock it in before all said and done. But as of right now, they're asking me, like, what size t-shirt I wear and stuff. So
brother. You're about to get that corporate swag.
Capital, you know.
You're gonna get the fucking Patagonia vest. It's got Patty G right here and Cap on the right breast.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, bro. Like four years sounds a stretch, but like that was the outfit these Capital Venture bros were wearing.
Shit.
It was like, you know, business cash, you know, your fucking skinny Lululemon slacks, gingham button shirt.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's what,
and
when
the
I was
best.
During the meet and greet with my internship managers.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, like, you know, like the one thing that stands out, you know, initially, is that you guys are going to get a shitload of swag.
Yep.
You guys are going to be fucking dripped out in Capital. You know, like shirts, hats, mugs, lanyards, whatever it is, you guys are going to get it.
Can I get Capitals tickets? No. Draped up.
That would be cool, though. You know what I mean? Like, get the, like, corporate box seats or whatever.
Dude, you get corporate box seats? Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. I'm just excited to be a part of the team. They're asking me, it's like, do you know what you're doing here? I'm like, I'm going to be real with you. They mentioned a couple of things, but as, you know, my honest answer, no. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just really happy to be part of the team, and I'm looking forward to doing my best. They're like, you know what? That's
a great,
attitude to have.
Yeah, great attitude, great answer. Yeah,
they're like, you know what?
Do-do-do-do.
They're like, that's all we're really
Double
looking
Jeopardy.
For. And I was like, bet.
Hey, I have a pulse. I'm a good worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let me in. Yeah, that dude's swinging a sword, brother.
One of us.
Yeah. You're going to show up. You're hard. First day, brother.
I should
Oh, I mean like your employee badge, but.
Oh, a little cat card?
Yeah, your little cat card. Scan in, boop. You have to let me know what, the on-site is, because that's going to, I drive by it.
I actually think I'm remote.
Oh, that sucks.
So, either way, eventually it'll probably be in person. But as far as I know, I think I'm allowed to talk about this. I signed some NDA, so. But
just bleep it out if you really.
I'm not really too sweating about it. I think it's just me like leading meetings and stuff. I think it's just more of like what topics are discussed at meetings. I'm not allowed to talk about.
Oh yeah,
that's fine. I'm just facilitating meetings, assisting my managers and like the team and stuff like that. So,
cool, man.
Internship shit.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Congrats, bro.
I'm excited for it. We're supposed to start in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So internship was supposed to start the end of this month, but I think because of like COVID and stuff, and they're still figuring out the hybrid situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna push internships back another couple weeks to make sure everything is set up.
And then, is your internship a year long, or is it
6 months?
6 months.
Okay. 6 months. Yeah. So 6 months. Hopefully, I'll have an update for you guys by July.
That's awesome.
Update on how things are going and whether or not I've got a new big boy job.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, so that's the excited. Very
excited. That is exciting.
Money moves. 2022.
Money talks and bullshit takes the bus, folks.
Yes,
right,
sir.
After these few messages. dude, that's awesome.
What about you though? What's new with you?
New with me? Not a whole lot. I mean, the more I'm getting fatter. I haven't worked out in forever. Yesterday was the first time I worked out.
You want to talk to me about getting fatter? Ask Christina. Tell everybody how fat I got.
Relationship weight's a bitch, man.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. The wedding planning's going pretty smooth.
Oh, my God, that's right. You're engaged.
I'm engaged, yeah.
So what have you got? So what's I don't know if you guys are allowed to talk about it.
I'll just keep it vague. It's not like it's super top secret, but
yeah.
We got the pretty much venue and food down. So that's
okay,
like the
so you're not doing like a backyard thing?
We are.
Oh.
The venue's, at we're doing Mission barbecue.
Oh, Mission barbecue?
To cater. Oh, okay. So
that's cool.
Damn, this Dr. Pepper fucking me up, fam.
I was going to say, if you need, like, catering shit, you could have let me know. I would have asked around whatever you guys want. You guys do taste testing and stuff.
And we just decided barbecues, we both like it. It's easy. And Mission gave us the best quote out of, like...
like, the two or three other spots you guys looked at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
I'm sure you guys looked at, like, Red Hot and Blue and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Dude, Red Hot and Blue's fucking expensive.
Oh, I bet.
It was insane how much they want. And then... it's like Red Rocks, Red Something Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most expensive.
Damn.
But
food?
What?
Who has the best food?
I don't know. Well, I think Mission has better like meat
all
than
around.
Red Hot and Blue.
They've got more all around quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Hot and Blue's got like great sides or something.
Yes. Red Hot and Blue's potato salad is fucking awesome. That's the only thing I go, like, my parents would be like, hey, go out to Red Hot and Blue and pick us up, like, a pint of a...
salad. That's all they want.
A potato salad.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So every time they see me, they're like, oh, you're the potato salad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one in Fairfax, or...?
Yeah, the one off, by Mason.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you could take Main Street.
That's, like, right by the courthouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Been there a few times.
Fuck, what's that street called?
Like Main Street or something.
No, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who fucking cares?
It's off that main road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Shiplet. No.
It's not
Chainbridge?
Shiplet. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares?
We know where it is. It's by the courthouse.
Yeah. So we got food, the venue down.
Music? You need a DJ?
We're just going to have like a playlist going.
Oh, okay.
And then.
I mean, if it's cool with you, I can bring my recorder.
Like your...
yeah, actual, like, a little doo-doo-doo. Yeah.
Play a My Heart Will Go On. And you're here.
I'm sure Heidi can, she can
sing.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was going to say play accompaniment, recorder, second chair.
Get some harmony going.
Yeah. You remember that? Like, first chair, second chair.
Oh, yeah. I hated playing recorder. That shit was awful.
The only reason I got into it was because I wanted the fucking belts.
Yes, holy
I
hell.
I wanted the belts.
$100 shorts with NJM unlocked. And saved.
I was bundled with the
alpaca. Yeah, core memory unlocked. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I remember the belts.
Yeah, and you had to play like Baba Black Sheep.
So I got
the black or the Mozart's or whatever, Beethoven's fifth or some shit.
Yeah, I got absolutely fucked on those because like you need two hands to play recorder, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't reach because you have to have your thumb on that, you know, the bottom hole.
And the most you can do on the other side is just slide up and down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I could never reach, you know, higher belts. And I was like, this fucking sucks.
Damn, yo. I remember playing that shit for my final.
Mm-hmm.
They never gave me the belts and I was pissed.
Oh, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. I made it all the way up to like brown or whatever, the second to last one.
Mm-hmm.
I played that shit on the final and he's like, good job. And I was like, great, cool. That means you did good.
Right.
And never got the belt. Like the rest of the school year. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I'd be so mad. Yeah. Damn. That... Wow.
That is such, I mean, like, really think about it. You know, I feel like the recorder, mm-hmm. like, music class was such bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I understand, like, you know, it's public school mm-hmm. and it's, like, cheap. But, like, the recorder, come on, man. Like, we're literally going to play this for, like, 1 to 2 years and never touch it again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, your parents fucking hate you when you're practicing.
Right.
Because it's part of your homework.
Yeah, and, like, I still can't read sheet music.
Yeah.
So...
Like, what is the point? What is the point? You know what I mean?
I guess
it's to, like,
I
gateway
guess,
drug to instruments.
I guess. You find out if you're talented or not.
Yeah, but most kids at that age are already taking, like, violin piano lessons anyways.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck's the point of, you know?
Yeah, can you imagine if, like, you've been playing violin or piano since you were, like, you know, 5...
Yeah.
And you roll into recorder class and you're like, are you fucking serious? I've been playing Beethoven, you know, for like a couple years now. Can I fucking skip this shit?
Yeah, like fucking I have 5 hours of piano practice every week that my parents pay for.
Yeah, so now I have to play this fucking dumbass instrument.
In school.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it helped, you know, but recorder doesn't help you play other instruments. If anything, other instruments help you play.
Right, recorder.
If you're already starting.
Right, because, yeah, you know how to read music. Exactly. You can do all that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I guess it's to help enrich kids who don't have
access
to that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, I feel like, you know, like I've always said, you know, I feel like we need more education funding.
More.
You know what I mean?
Pay teachers more.
Imagine, like, you know, like instead of just fucking throwing all these kids into a fucking class... You know, like, what if you give them the option? You know what I mean? You can do piano,
I got options.
Guitar, or, you know,
yeah,
I mean?
Some
X,
type
y,
of.
Z.
Right. Yeah. That'd be.
At least that way, now the kid's got a choice. If you don't want to do instruments, then you can do something else. You know what I mean? So now you're into, like, you know, art class or something instead as an elective.
Whoa, that person's got a cat mask on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You should make your own school, man. That'd be sick.
I can't afford that shit.
Well, I mean, you just got to rent the building.
Yeah, and I don't know. Charged. But the thing is, I don't know how to vet teachers. You know what I mean? Because I fucking... Yeah. One thing I've always hated growing up, you know, and, you know, not even just growing up, but just through my entire educational career, fucking, like, damn, shitty Brandon, teachers, man.
Sec.
Yeah. You know, just shitty teachers. And it's just frustrating, you know, when... Like, this is kind of fresh for me, too, because I had a shitty professor try to teach us fucking... project management.
Yeah.
Did jack shit. She did jack shit. I'm going to say it, you know, I've said it once to say it a million times. She didn't do anything. Fucking, we had an enrichment course recently that just ended, you know, a little boot camp. Okay. And he's like, all right, so, you know, you guys should have learned XYZ during your project management class. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I never learned that. And he's like, did you take the class? I'm like, yes. And I was like, well you should have learned it. I'm like, I promise you, I didn't.
My teacher didn't teach me, coach.
No, she didn't, you know, like, and then, like, I had other people that were in my class, they're like, yeah, we didn't, none of us learned that shit. And he's like, really?
That's
and I was
annoying.
Like, yeah. So, like, you know, same professor, you know, she never let us ask questions and shit, you know, it's like, it's bullshit. Yeah.
It is bullshit. That's the whole point of teaching is to have people to ask questions.
So, like, okay, so this is how, like, end of her classes go. End of her classes, okay, guys, remember to read chapters XYZ,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, 2 and 3, and do these, you know, do this, answer these questions in the assignment. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Come back. She's like, make sure, you know, next class, you know, come back, ask me any questions you have.
So okay, she was just cool. Pushing a lesson plan.
Yeah,
she
exactly. It's very lesson plans, very rigid.
Yeah.
And come next day of class, show up. Professor, I had a question about the chapter. And she's like, didn't you read it? And we're like, yes, I have a question. She's like, well, it's in the chapter. You should have read it. Yeah. Okay, so, like, what the fuck was the point of telling us to come back with questions if you're not going to answer questions? Yeah.
She should, like, yeah, that's the worst. She could have just, like, handed out PowerPoints and been like.
That's basically what I stopped paying attention at. Like, you know, two-thirds, the last two-thirds of the class, fucking, I was just, you know, I said, fuck this. You know? I was just on my phone for, like, you know, I was just there for the participation grade at that point.
Right.
You know, so I was just bojang on my phone, and then when I was done, I would just read through the PowerPoints and just take notes as I go.
Yeah.
Since she wasn't going to answer questions.
Yeah, what a crappy model of teaching.
Anything else is just like fucking YouTube. Like, can you explain this concept?
Yeah. Thank you, Indian guy on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
So things like that, you know, like that's, you know, if I were to open a school, you know, I wouldn't know how to vet teachers. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, well, you know what I mean? I guess I come up with your own lesson plan, but I feel like a lot of teachers are brainwashed, especially now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, with, you know, preset lesson plans by, like, the county or the government or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, everything is standardized.
Yes. Which is crazy.
You know, like, how would you break away from that?
If I had a, I guess I wouldn't standard. Well, that's tough because if you have a school set in the county, you got, well, I'd be a private school then. So
yeah, you would be a private school. But, you know, even, I mean, I went to private school. And you're paying money, but you're literally learning the same shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dead ass.
That's a great question.
Yeah. You're.
How do you business model a school? Well, yeah, I don't know. We should interview a principal and be like, all right.
Yeah, preferably not our ex-principal. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any of the principals from Fairfax County.
Yeah. I mean, exactly, you know, like, because you can't ask any of them, like, oh, what would you do outside of the system when they're, like, deep in it?
All right, yeah, they're like, I don't know, I trust the system full-heartedly.
I mean, I feel like a majority of teachers don't.
Right, but you can't.
It's what they've been taught.
Yeah, but, like, you know, the principal can't come on our podcast and be like, yeah, man, fuck FCPS. Yeah. He's just going to give us the businessman, you know, politician answer. Like, oh, you know, we're set out by the rules of the county. We want to follow the county's best practices. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not working. You know what I mean? There's
no. Dude, FCPS is under some fucking scrutiny, man.
By?
Parents.
Okay. I haven't heard it, so this is all new to me.
Yes, and they're trying, FCPS is trying to do something with chapter or Title IX. Which has to do
it's
with
like a tax thing, right?
No, it has to do with like sexual assault or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fumble through this. So like if you're listening to this, don't get outraged by what I'm saying. Please do the research. But like it's like FCPS wants to
it's like how they handle it.
Yeah. And so like the way the article summed it up as a parent sees what FCPS is doing is like you get one free sexual assault.
What?
Yeah. Cuz I think the way chapter
I mean yeah,
or
I
Title
mean,
IX
like,
works
like just based on like all the news articles we see, they nothing happens, they just lose their job.
Right.
They're not allowed to practice, you know, teaching in Fairfax County.
No, this is this is student on student, not teacher.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
The student on student.
Student on student.
Oh wow. I didn't realize like sexual harassment was like that prominent among students. You know, it's kids.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I guess with, you know, like stealing nudes and shit and like putting it out there, I think that's a form of sexual harassment.
Yes. So basically, yeah, like FCPS doesn't, the way I understand it is like they don't want to be responsible for it until like they have to. And that's why they're trying to get rid of Title or Chapter 9 or something like that.
Yeah, and that's why they want to have the parent-teacher conference rather than the news showing up instead.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's how that I've noticed. You know, they want to keep it under wraps.
Yeah. Folks, look into that. Don't take our words for it. So, I wouldn't want to set up a school in FCPS anyway. It's a terrible.
I mean, not through their system.
No, it's a terrible system.
I mean, it should be zero tolerance. You know what I mean? Like, you get caught doing that shit.
So I think the way, like, Title IX, Chapter 9, whatever the fuck it's called, is supposed to be like, it is the school's responsibility once. Like, they are notified of it, right?
Yeah, they got to handle it now.
And then, you know, it comes down to, like, legality. Like, oh, what's a notification? What's this? What's that? And so it's a whole mess. But I just know that a lot of parents are pissed off that FCPS is trying to like move away from that. So
yeah, but it also goes like both sides too. You know what I mean? Like there's like false accusations and things like that.
Yeah,
you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah, but let the courts settle that.
Yeah, the courts should be settling that. But you know, the courts aren't doing. You know, they're. I'm sure the judicial system's under scrutiny as well too by the public eye.
What do you mean? We have a great judicial and penal system. There's nothing ever wrong with it.
I was like, is this dude serious right now?
No, fuck no, dude. Like our education system, it's fucking awful.
I mean, everything is, you know, everyone's got an agenda.
Yeah. Speaking of agenda, folks, I actually don't have a transition. Let's move on to something a little more lighthearted. Ooh. I want to talk about.
Okay.
Damn, dude, he cut the boulder. Sick.
It was like that when he got there.
it's a metaphor.
If you had to choose for yourself a spirit animal, what would it be?
Ooh.
Or actually, choose one for each other.
Oh, okay, that's great. So I have to pick what your spirit animal would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what would I embody?
Great question. What would you embody? I want to say like a tiger, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're badass. And I think.
I know what I'm getting a tattoo of now.
Nope. Oh, yeah, she brother.
She rolled her eyes.
That's a big hell no. You should get the Demon Slayer girl.
No, I'm not doing the fucking Demon Slayer girl.
Yeah, man, tigers are badass, you know?
Really?
I think they're badass.
Like I was like really breaking it down.
Okay.
I was like, what would Anthony be? Like, I was thinking about this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I think Anthony would be like a cat, like a house cat. A
little cat.
Yeah. You know, you chill. You don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
You know, very laissez-faire.
Antoine Le Chat.
But you also like to push shit off of tables and stuff.
I do.
You know what I mean? Little trickster.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little jokey joke. Little. But for the most part, very chill, relaxed.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
House cat.
House cat.
I was going to say like a goldfish for me.
Fucking
like 5 second attention span, just like cruising through life. Just boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? Get fed. Or
I'd
like a hamster.
Like a,
you
know, like a dog. You're good, like you're loyal, you're a good friend. And then if you want to play into the like short attention span, like the dog from that Disney movie is like,
oh,
squirrel.
Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So say you're, you know, a dog. But a cool ass dog.
Actually, my Chinese zodiac is a boar.
Nice. So
I think we're all boars. You're 95, yeah. Right?
No, yeah. I'm a pig. I thought we were pigs.
Boar, pig, same shit.
Thing. Yeah.
I say boar.
You said
boar. It sounds cooler.
You said boar, and my mind went to bull. I fucking dumb.
No. Yeah. Boar. Dude, you know she's a dragon.
Damn, bad A.
I know. And Todd's a dog.
Dog. Let us know your Chinese zodiac in the comments below.
It is the year of the tiger now. I mean, in a couple weeks it will be.
Yeah, what are we doing for
Lunar New Year?
Yes.
Gamble, drink, and eat good food.
We should go to that dim sum place.
You want to go? Mark Stuckhouse is like
It's gotten bad.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be. It was good like 2-3 years ago, but then they remodeled.
Yeah.
And I guess they cut the food budget, I guess you could say. I don't know. It's just not as good as it used to be.
That sucks.
The spot to go, though, is right across the street from Eden Center.
Okay.
It's like Hong Kong, Pearl, or something like that. So we didn't go there today. We went to Sampan Cafe over in Franconia today.
Franconia. Nice.
But it was good. You know, solid.
Yeah, I've been eating anywhere good lately?
Taco Bell. We like Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
She's laughing. Yeah, we like Taco Bell. It's cheap, dirty. Where have we gone that's good? Can you think of anywhere that we went good recently? The Thai place. Did you say Jollibee?
Jollibee? Jollibee's good.
Jollibee is good. It's
solid. Sucks you gotta hoof it all the way up to Maryland.
But. Yeah, to, was it Waldorf? No. They're building one in Landmark Mall.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So when they finish remodeling that shit show.
Sweet, man.
They said you see a big ass sign, Jollibee coming soon.
Sweet, and get some fucking sweet spaghetti.
Spaghetti, yeah. Yeah, the sweet spaghetti.
Yeah. I'm hip. Their chicken's really good.
Yeah, dude, the adobo chicken?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Jollibee's good. I like it.
I think the chicken's and the spaghetti are the only two things I get. Oh, the pie and the...
Oh, I didn't have their pie.
Dude, the mango peach pie, bro. Okay,
I'm gonna have to try that.
You're not... You haven't lived. You haven't really gone to Jollibee unless you've had the pie.
No, I have not. Damn. Because the one time I went, I'm like, all right, I got to try it. The chicken, the spaghetti.
Yep.
And I think I got their burger as well, just to like...
The burger's a burger.
Yeah.
You know.
But I did not know that about
the... Dude, the pies, fucking...
Yeah. Chef's nice. Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's nice.
Hell yeah, bro. Sweet. And you said that it's coming in the Landover Mall?
Landmark. Yeah, sorry. It's right out like Alexandria type.
Yeah, right there.
On the border.
Sick.
Damn.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude.
Yes. So
we're only going to have to drive like, you know, 15, 20 minutes instead of like the hour.
Right. Yeah, it's the one time I went with Suki and Fabrizio. It was a, it's a trek out there.
Yeah, it's a hike.
As you know.
It's a hike.
So, and then when we went, like, it was so goddamn busy. They were like, order online. I was like, okay. And like, we were on hold forever.
Yeah.
Our call. And it was,
did you guys go during, last year?
Yeah, I think it was technically
like
early
last year. Or?
Yeah. Like start of summer last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So at that time they were still doing like the online shit. They're still like COVID conscious.
That's right. That's right. Cause COVID was a thing.
Yeah. So everything was still like, kind of like half shut down, half open. But yeah.
Yeah, damn. Shit.
Yeah, Jollibee's good.
Sick.
The fuck else have we been? Oh, we our friends put us onto this Thai spot. Mm-hmm. It's in Occoquan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like right on the water.
Oh, it's
like
sick.
Ban Thai or something like that.
Good?
B-A-N-N. Yeah.
Worth it?
Oh, it's good, man. The fucking, they're steamed dumplings. They do kind of like a, it's like a dim sum style, but it's good though. It's really good. I don't know how the fuck. I don't know if it's frozen or not, but I don't really care. Cause it's so fucking good.
It tastes good.
Oh yeah,
sweet man.
That shit was good. She always gets the Penang curry, and I usually get like drunken noodle or something. You know, we're pretty basic white people about it.
Yeah.
That shit's good. We got the one. I had the wonton last time. She gets the same thing every
Eat
time.
Eat that wonton soup.
Yeah, it's really good.
I should trigger some people.
What is it? Restaurant 54 restaurant. Their sushi is not bad for the price. I think
I've never been there.
I think for the price, it's cheap ass sushi for what it is. You know, okay. What I mean, you're paying like $18, but they give you like three rolls for like one of those big platter, like the specialty platters.
Yeah,
they give you like two or three rolls for like $18. I'm like, that's not a bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know? And it's all right. You know what I mean? It's definitely not the best sushi I've ever had.
Well, for the price.
But for the price, yeah. Dude, I'll fucking eat my fill of sushi. I'll spend $40 for like two, three people.
It's the best.
You fucking leave full of shit.
Oh, you know? Man.
I even had leftovers because I ordered too much sushi.
Wow. Yeah, like my problem with sushi is like, you know, it's like $20 for, you know.
You get like a roll.
Yeah, for like a roll. And then you're like, damn, I'm not full at all. Now I gotta eat something else.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Nah, I think I spent like $40-$50 for like three people.
Oh, man.
Fucking left full of shit.
And it's Restaurant 54?
Yeah, right, Springfield Mall.
Okay.
Right next to Maggie McFly's or whatever.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's right next to Chewy's.
Oh, it's like on the mall.
Yeah. It's like right on the outside strip.
Yeah, I haven't been. I think the last time I went to the Springfield Mall was when we saw the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. 54 is not bad. My homegirl works there. She likes it.
Okay. All right. So next time I'm at the Springfield.
And Titty Boy.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Okay.
He's always there like after hours. He's like, he's cool with the employees and stuff.
So I was thinking of Titty Boy today. I was looking at some ASICs and I know he wears like the ASIC gels.
Oh, yeah. You should just send him a link.
Yeah. Oh, it was just the ASICs.com.
I literally just saw him earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, I dropped off some dim sum for him because I haven't seen him in a while, and he was, like, begging me, so.
Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's cool. He works for...
He got a new job, or...
What's that donation place? Salvation Army.
Oh, word.
As IT.
Sick.
Yeah, so that's what he's doing.
I bet that's interesting to work. I bet they get, you know, a lot of data. to process.
Yeah, I mean, he said...
Or, you know, data infrastructure to keep up, computers
He says he
up.
Likes it so far.
Great.
Yeah, he likes it. He's working on... Working towards getting more certifications and stuff. So he's on the up and up.
Good for him. Yeah. That's awesome.
So he's taking baby steps.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I need to ask him if he likes his ASICs because I need new lab shoes and I'm thinking of switching to some ASICs.
Get some Birkenstock clogs, bro.
I have some Birkenstock clogs, but they're suede. I can't wear suede in a color.
Yeah, I got the smooth leather one. Well, yeah. What's your shoe size? Well, I guess you can't really wear mine since they're formed to my feet.
Right. Yeah. Did you get the standard bottom or like the soft bed one?
I don't know the difference.
So like
standard is like the ones you got to break in. Like
yeah.
Months.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then like there's the soft bed ones that like
cushion.
It's cushion.
Damn. I wish I got those motherfuckers.
No, dude. No. The soft bed. I have the soft bed. I don't like it really? At all. No. I think
I need extra cushion because like I'm flat foot and I've got wide feet.
Mm-hmm.
So like the hard ones will like fuck my shit up.
Yeah. They like, but dude, once you break them in, it feels so good.
The fuck? Oh, someone's. Pause.
All right, I'll talk to the folks. Actually, all right, let's spin some tunes, folks. What do we got? Yeah. All right, we can play this. Let me turn this up real quick. There we go.
And just playing possum. Laying low. I've got 100 watts of hurting coming through the speakers of my stereo. Don't want to see nobody where I want to go. Just playing possum and laying low. Tell him, George, he's a playing possum and he's lying low.
We bet. All right, folks, that was Alan Jackson on Just Playing Possum. Thank you for tuning in to WQFM 95.3, The Hog, with J-Bone and the Wizard.
You know what? Why don't we have the air horn as a...
That's too much work,
man. I don't think we found a good one that we like.
No, because like the best one's on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whack.
Yeah, it is whack.
I see you with the TikTok app.
Bro, I love TikTok.
Welcome to hell.
It truly is hell on earth.
You fucking fell off the deep end, huh?
Dude, yes.
Dude, I can't. We've talked about it, and we're like, dude, would you ever download one? It's like, no, because then we'll never get anything done.
Dude, I'm telling, like, it's the best. Like
I'm already bad as it is with, like, Facebook and Instagram. Like, yeah. I'm just fucking scrolling through reels, bro.
Yeah, bro, you want to, like, yes, TikTok. I'm like, okay, like, I'll be on it for a little bit, and I find myself, like, just fucking an hour later, I'm like, damn, I really was just scrolling.
Yep.
The algorithm.
Working out your wrist.
Yeah, the algorithm works, man. It's awesome. I love TikTok.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, I'd be noticing, like, because, like, basically, TikTok is basically now on Instagram. You know, like,
yeah, the reels and shit.
Yeah. So that's basically, like, my TikTok without, like, making an account.
Right. But, like, and that's what, I think that's what Instagram wants all its content creators to do now is more reels-based stuff mm-hmm. rather than, you know, photos.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, I mean, because everything's such a circle jerk. Like, you know, content creators for TikTok will post it on Instagram or, you know, Instagram, Twitter, and it just makes the round. So it's like you're not really missing much.
Yeah, you just, you know, cycling through.
Yeah.
Or it makes the cycle through because once you post on like Facebook or
yeah.
whatever, it'll post to the other three automatically for you.
Yeah, as we know. Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
As we know.
Shout out Anchor.
Yeah, thank you, Anchor. yes. But yeah, I love TikTok, man. It's just, you know, a lot of good content to watch. So, and then, you know, with any content, there's a lot of cringe as well.
Yeah.
So. That's how it goes.
Cringe. Even watching that Book of Boba at all?
No, not at all.
It's all right.
Oh, it's not. It's all right. Is Jon Favreau doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same two guys from the Maggiano Loriane.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. A lot of people are like, this show sucks. It needs to be like rated R or whatever. And like, dude, it's on Disney Plus. It's made for like little fucking kids.
I mean, Deadpool's rated R.
Yeah, but like,
what was Mandalorian?
That had to be like PG-13 at max.
Yeah, so isn't
like I don't know
the same thing.
It's not as actiony as a Mandalorian.
Oh, really?
But it's like
that's
kinda
lame.
It's telling a story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
gotta.
I mean, if you're invested into like the lore,
yeah,
then I guess it would be really good. But if you're just in it for like action,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, imagine if you know Fast and the Furious wasn't action anymore; it's just telling the story of family.
The family.
Yeah, everybody like this movie fucking sucked. You know, like where are the explosions? Where's the cars?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I'm watching it, and I'm like, okay, this is made for little kids. Let's just watch it through that lens, and we'll get through it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not bad.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping they would keep up the Mandalorian vibe.
Yeah, no, they're going a completely different vibe.
I guess they're just lore building. Maybe they're building something bigger.
I think they are, because, like, the first three episodes, it's kind of like...
Introductions.
It shows, like, Book of Boba picks up, you know, picks up where the Mandalorian left off, but it also picks up where it shows like a flashback, like Boba getting out of that pit at the end of episode.
Oh shit! Oh, okay, so it's like leading up. It's like now the rest of his story starts where he picked, he left off from episode five.
Yeah. So yeah, like there's flashbacks where it left off on episode five, and like how.
He fell into the Sarlacc pit.
Gets out of it. What's he's doing out of the Sarlacc pit? So I think they're going to merge that flashback and then what happened in the Mandalorian. It's going
to
merge.
Oh, leading up to that point, how he got, lost his armor again to the.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what it is like now. Like, he's, like, healing. Like, yeah, he's trying to, like, heal mostly. It's showing flashbacks. And he's, like, you know, he's the crime lord now.
Yeah. Because the Hutts were killed by. Luke.
Yes. Yeah, because Jabba was.
Yeah, Jabba was the main Hutt.
Yep, so yeah. So, you know, Boba's taking over that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just trying to get control of that underground world. Mm. So that's kind of like the two main stories. It's like the flashbacks, how he was fucked up, and where he's at now.
Oh, okay. So that's,
Yeah, I think eventually it's all going to merge into one.
Dude, I love shows that do that, though. Where they start merging shit. Because, like, in the beginning, nothing fucking makes sense. Like, who the fuck? You know, like, what does this have to do with each other? And then, like, it slowly starts to click.
I wonder that's why. I mean, maybe that's why people are, like, so up in arms about it. Because
it's
like,
not linear.
Yeah.
It's not what they're used to. The typical Star Wars, XYZ.
Because, like, Mandalorian was very linear. It was not, like, a lot of... Oh, damn, that dude's getting fucked up. Anyway. Because, like, Mandalorian was, like, very linear. He's like, I have a problem. I need to do this.
And then just, like, shit happens on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it usually concludes at the end. This, you know, Boba's does not do that. It's a lot of flashbacks. It's a lot of, like...
If you can get into shows like that, really good show that Christine and I loved was Black Summer. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a zombie...
Ooh, interesting.
You know, the zombie one?
Okay.
But it's, like... It's crazy because it's not like Walking Dead where it's very, you know, again, linear.
Right.
You know, there might be separate side stories, but they're all continuing, you know, toward to one point where they meet up again. You know, we're reunited.
Yeah. Glenn.
Yeah. But this
one
is
Rick Tatorship.
Like, yeah, this one isn't like that where they, like, split up and then the storyline splits and then they merge back in. Because, like, you know, Walking Dead's kind of like a DNA.
Yeah.
But
someone called that a double Hela series.
Yeah, but this one is just like complete strangers. You don't know who the fuck is who. You know, it's just anarchy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like shit goes down.
Anarchy.
But the way this show that I really like is they're very detail oriented.
Ooh.
So you know, you start off with this one lady, right? Shit's happening. She's running down the street. You know, like a car blows by behind her and like kills a motherfucker trying to escape.
Dang.
You know, like shit like that. But the way it happens is, like, so, like, you know, there's that one lady scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next episode. Now you're the dude in the car that's driving crazy.
And
you're like, oh,
shit.
But then if you pay attention in the background, you'll see other people's stories happening at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, holy shit. Like, this is fucking deep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, random, like, you know, storylines, like, merge and then they split off again. You know, like, you'll see how, like, different groups, they'll clash. And they'll all have their own storyline. It's fucking awesome.
It's Black Summer?
Yeah, Black Summer.
What's it on?
Netflix. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really good.
I'm getting back into TV watching, so I'll have to check that out.
Black Summer's really good. I think they only have two seasons right now.
That's not bad. But that's about my speed right now. I don't need anything like, you know, 10 seasons
deep. Yeah, yeah, you're not trying episodes. To start like, you know, the anime One Piece with like 1,000 something episodes.
That's too big of an anime for you, Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, there's 1,006 episodes now. You believe that shit?
1,000 episodes?
Yeah, and it's still going. It does not show any signs of ending anytime soon.
The animation studio's like, this is, we're keep oh, beating dude, this dead
like
horse.
It's like fucking cash cow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, like, they've got a huge, like, I, you know, I'm going to be real, like, I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
Again, that show, Luffy? Very, very, yeah.
The dude's name?
Luffy, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh, main character.
Yeah.
But that show does a really, really great job of world creation.
Cool.
And it's not like your typical show, like your kids' show, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, this is happening, you know, like, we're just watching this one character.
Yeah.
At the same time, no, like, they'll leave hints in the background, you know, like, somebody be reading a newspaper, and they'll be like, oh, like, this character that you met, like, from fucking season one, you know, is blowing up, but mm-hmm. it'll be like, a quick second, you know, like, you catch that shit.
You gotta so be fast.
So, it's like, you know, the world progression, it's not just the storyline progression, it's like, the whole world progresses with the
story. Some lore building.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool. So, that's why, like, you know, I like that show a lot.
Yeah.
Not to fanboy, yeah. But
sponsor the podcast.
One yeah, Piece. Shonen Jump.
Yeah,
like Sony. Oh my God, you see all those memes? Like people be making memes about Sony. It's like, how many more companies? Like, how many more do you need?
Are they buying people out?
I think Sony's buying a shitload of people out.
Ooh.
I just saw a meme of Peter Griffin crying in the closet. Like, how many more do you want? Like.
I didn't hear about this.
I don't know. I just saw it like this morning. I was like, is Sony buying a lot of companies?
Have you heard of that Peacemaker show on HBO Max?
The John Cena one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Bro, it's pretty good.
Oh, shit. I think Sony just bought Activision.
Oh, wow. So I mean, Call of Duty is going to suck harder.
Yeah, 2 days
Whoa,
ago.
Whoa, that bitch Sony... got her fucking brain exploded. She like punched someone and it looked like her fucking
Oh yeah,
his face exploded.
Yeah, this show's good, man. I think it won an award. Yeah, so like these, all these like articles. Does Sony need to take action after Microsoft's Activision buy? Oh, Microsoft bought Activision. Sony may target EA acquisition in response to Microsoft Activision news.
Wow.
Wow.
So like,
oh wow, Microsoft. Okay, so Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard. Wow.
So World of Warcraft's only going to be
Yeah, World of Warcraft, StarCraft.
It's only going to be Xbox exclusives.
Call of Duty, Diablo, Overwatch. Wow.
Overwatch. I need a weapon. You know, it's Master Chief. Yeah, Peacemaker is pretty good. John Cena is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. Like, really? Obviously, he isn't right. I mean, maybe he has
He
some
got
hit.
Introduced in the second...
The Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Which is funny... Like, the way Peacemaker starts, they do, like, a previously on each episode.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode is previously on, like, Peacemaker. And it's, like, it sums up the Suicide Squad in, like, a minute.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because I remember telling my dad's like, I want to check out this Peacemaker show. I'm like, if you haven't seen the Suicide Squad, like, I don't think you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the following morning, I wake up. My dad's, like, all the way through this. He watched the movie, right?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What
do you think of the movie? I heard mixed reviews.
I thought The Suicide Squad
is better.
It's so much better than Zack Snyder's.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Just.
Oh, Zack Snyder did it?
I think he did the original.
Oh, he did the original.
James Gunn did the
Suicide Squad.
Okay,
so he did the follow-up.
Yes. And, I mean, you know, James Gunn did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, both of those mm-hmm. movies are pretty good.
Yeah. So he got kicked out of Disney. He went over to DC.
DC.
Huh?
And I think he's directing and has a producing hand in Peacemaker.
Okay.
But, like, yes, The Suicide Squad, way better than the original. And then the Peacemaker shows. It's a superhero show, but it doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, okay. So it's like a spoof on, it's like a satire on superhero movies almost.
Kind of. And just like, I don't know. I feel like it just doesn't take itself too seriously. Like the theme song is like the whole cast like doing a choreographed dance to like some 80s hair metal. So I don't know. It's good for what it is, and John Cena is great. So,
yeah, who knew he would have been a great actor?
Yeah, right.
You know, in my opinion, I think he has more range than The Rock.
Yeah,
The Rock just plays like the same.
Yes, he literally plays the same characters,
just in different universes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whereas like John Cena, so like in Peacemaker, so. And the Suicide Squad, Peacemaker is like this total badass, right?
Yeah.
He's a psychopath because like his thing is like who he wants to achieve peace at no matter the cost.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And like no matter like who and how many people he has to kill.
Yeah, he'll have to kill like everyone. If it's just him left, there'll be peace type shit.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like that conundrum he has in the movie. But then in the TV show, he's kind of like battling those feelings he has. And John Cena does... Like, he does a really good job of, like, portraying, like, these feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I think he just does a good job. Mm-hmm. So, I was skeptical going in. I'm like, okay, you know, it's another superhero show. Like, do we really need another one? And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Not to say that I don't like The Rock. I love The Rock. I love, you know, the shit he does. His action comedy.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm just saying, though, you know. But John Cena, you see him like in a different shit. You know, he'll be like rom coms.
Yeah, he was in that Cock Blockers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he'll play like the overprotective dad and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he has more range.
Yes. Yeah, because The Rock literally plays the same character.
Just a muscle bound, you know, badass dude.
Yeah.
You know, like fucking, what's that one? That one with the white gorilla. And then
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage, fucking Fast and the Furious. Shut up, bitch. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
The people's elbow was his signature move.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. That's one of my favorite Twitter reacts. Yeah.
Dude, I remember that fucking... There was one did not age well. It was like a WWE thing.
Mm-hmm.
And was it John Cena speaks
Yes. Chinese. Do you want me to explain it to you in Chinese? He actually speaks Mandarin.
Yeah.
And then the,
like,
Rock.
The Rock comes down. He's like, ching chong, ching chong. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. That's bro, not.
You want to look up, like, WWE got away with a lot, bro. Like, like, you know, I think Vince McMahon or McMahon, however the fuck you say his last name, has said the N-word.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure some other white wrestlers said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got away with some wild shit, man.
Yeah.
If you really want to look into it.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I'm surprised that, like, no one's brought it up.
No one wants to cancel WWE. Yeah.
Or even, like, The Rock and stuff. You know, because, like, Paula Deen said it one time when, like, fucking, like, what, 40, 30 years ago?
Right, yeah.
She got canceled for,
from everything. Network. But, yeah.
Should we cancel The Rock? Big name is like The Rock.
You know, it's doing just, the ching chong.
Yeah. It's just fucking weird. You know, like, cancel culture is just very...
picky and choosy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is, I think it's just bullshit. You know what I mean? That's why, like, you know, I've never respected cancel culture. It's just stupid.
Don't worry. They'll come for us, too, one day.
Yeah.
Us, too, will get canceled. As a white man, I live in constant fear of being canceled.
I mean, that's why we got the hard drive back up. Have we even been using that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my laptop will fill up. I'm like, well, time to put on the hard drive.
And you just move everything over?
Yep.
Nice.
It's awesome.
How full is a hard drive? It's probably not even half.
No, it's like 2 terabytes worth of stuff.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, going back to, like, you know, the 60s, NASA was doing everything on, like, you know, like, megabytes?
Yeah, and the giant, like, just the giant fucking, you know, school bus-sized memory.
Yeah,
banks.
But just for, like, you know, this much space of memory.
Yeah, now we can, like, fucking, like, download the program to launch the...
Yeah, on my fucking phone. Like, can you imagine just going back in time with a terabyte of space and being like, I'm about to change your fucking world, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to the moon twice.
Yeah, and it fits on, like, a fucking...
Yeah, a little thumb drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. Crazy. Where we've been.
Yeah, it's only been, like, what, 50, 60 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you could probably, like, program a Game Boy to do the same lunar launch from 1960s.
I mean, that's basically on your phone, you know what I mean? And, like, you can have multiple games on your phone. It's not just the one.
Yeah. Hey, cool dude, you landed the moon. I'm going to go pick up chicks on my phone.
Yeah.
Checkmate, NASA. Yeah. Ugh, space.
Man, you know what's crazy? I think there was like one person from my from my program. I think they got an NASA? Internship at NASA.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never knew NASA was an option. I never knew that. I would have switched that shit up.
Yeah, there's a NASA place up in College Park.
Oh, wow.
It's right outside College
Park. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Nah, I was just joking, though. I don't think I would go to NASA. You're I don't know cool. what the fuck I would do. It's just clout at that point. Yeah. You know, it's like, NASA. You know, but like, what am I really doing? You know, is this really going to enrich, you know, what I want to do?
Sure, yeah.
You know, I want to get into finance, which is why I chose a bank.
We're going to fucking space, boys.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Flavor Flav.
That was legitness.
Oh, classic, yeah. This is a certified internet classic. Burpee. So I went to Topgolf, right?
Yeah, last night.
And, bro, when we were there, there was a group of, like, unruly white teens
next to us.
Uh-huh. You know the cart that goes on? The
golf cart.
The golf cart that, like, picks up all the balls on the field? Dude, these guys were, like, they were literally picking up golf balls and throwing them at this cart as hard as they could.
That's not how you do it. You swing at it with the club, you gotta like swing everyone with the else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it with your club, you know, no one bats an eye. But the minute you pick it up and start throwing it like a baseball, you look like a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Like, in the I thought it was funny in the moment. Because this is white like, teens just fuck? Fucking.
Yeah.
Whipping.
Like, where are your parents?
Yeah. Not to be Karen, but you know, they weren't bothering
just us getting
me.
Older, though. Yeah. Like, you see cringy shit, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What the? Is this allowed?
Yeah. The fuck?
Is this allowed? But yeah, the Topgolf on Oxon Hill is really nice.
Yeah. That's so funny, though. That you brought up the golf ball things. Like, did you swing that motherfucker as hard as you can with the driver?
Yeah. And you
fucking, that's badass. But as soon as you pick it up and throw it, fucking idiot.
You look a lot less lame. Yeah. Or you look a lot more lame, less cool.
You look stupid.
Yeah. Bro, I fucking straight piped one for 160 yards in the air, and it carried 40 more yards. 200, baby. Hit the back. It was awesome.
Nice.
I did it once.
Did you get the points for it?
Yeah, you get like 20 points.
Hell yeah.
Bro, it was awesome. Oh, man. Yeah. It was exhilarating.
Exhilarating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, because everyone saw it. I fucking just, you know, hit that thing.
Sliced
pure.
It.
No, not even sliced. Just fucking straight, man.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. Yeah, I'm holding on to that one for a while because that was awesome.
A core memory.
Yeah. I'll be telling my kids that one.
Dude, but my favorite story still. So this is, you know, don't get mad. This is before we were dating. So we went to Topgolf, right? It was like me, Tommy, his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelvin might have been there. And then my other friends, Minnie and Brian.
Okay.
And
well, they have big eyes.
Holy shit. Anyway, they don't get enough sleep.
Okay.
We were there.
Me neither.
And, you know, I ordered a drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, where the fuck's my straw? I go to the lady that's, like, you know, serving us. And I'm like, yo, can I get a straw? And then one of my friends is like, why are you asking for a straw? Like, don't you care about the turtles? And I looked at my friend dead in her eyes, and I was like, fuck them turtles. And then the fucking...
No, for real, bro.
The waitress was dying. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, she's laughing. She's like, hee-hee, you know? And then I guess, like, she started having a crush on me because she kept coming back to our table, like, every 5 minutes. She's like, hey, you guys doing okay? Hey.
She's just working you for
a She'd always ask me first. She's like, hey, are you okay, sir? Can I get you anything? You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. No, I'm good. You know? Like, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, when I was up to, I guess, up to bat. What's the word? Up to tee?
Yeah.
When I was up to tee, apparently she, like, stopped and looked. And my buddy, I think it was Kelvin. Kelvin caught it. And he's like, bro, when you went up and you fucking sent, like, it was a clean shot, too. You know, straight down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Probably didn't get the distance, but it was just.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, it looked good. And apparently, like, Kelvin looked over and the girl was like, damn. And she, like, bit her lip. And I was like, what the fuck? He did. He told me that after
golf
she left.
Golf makes chicks horny.
I guess.
Confirmed.
I don't know.
JK, it does.
But, yeah, that was like, my core memory. I just thought it was funny. I was on a roll that day.
I'm on fire, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like, yeah, so I got bit by the golf bug, so I'm trying to get back into it. Yep.
Your club's not collecting dust anymore?
Yeah.
nice.
I wanted to go to the driving range this week,
but
up in College Park, but the
fuck College Park.
Yeah, fuck College Park.
Dude, I'm trying to go to that brunch spot I keep telling you about up there. Milk and Honey.
Yeah. I had some coworkers eat there. They say it's really good. Mm-hmm. There's a county owned like driving range and golf course, and it's closed till February.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
it's February soon.
Yeah, a couple more days. Is it 30 or 31 days?
Oh, shit, remember. Dude. Our birthdays are coming up. Suki's birthday's coming up.
Dude, birthday season starts now.
I mean, this is ours. For us, anyways, yeah. In our friend group.
Yeah.
Like, this is the majority of everyone's birthday.
And in my household.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So Mary's is coming up.
Oh, shit.
February's, my dad's, yours, Suki's, Joel's, you know, Molly.
Uh-huh.
March, my birthday.
Yep.
April, Denise and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Christina's
that's it.
Comes up in a few months too.
When's your birthday, Christina? Sick.
Huh? May what?
15th. And now we have it forever, folks. Use her birthday to get her social security number, credit card information. Yeah, it's birthday season.
What was your mom's maiden name? Don't you want to ask me when my birthday was?
No.
You trying to get information.
What was the street you grew up on?
Sure you don't want to ask me what my birthday was?
What about, what was your first car, your high school mascot? Where did you meet your spouse? All the security questions. Yes. What else I got here?
Are we doing anything for anybody else's birthday? We're just going to play it by ear. When are we doing your bachelor party, motherfucker?
Yeah, we'll have to plan that, too.
When is the save the date?
Pulling it up.
He doesn't know when he's getting married.
I know it's the last Saturday in August.
Okay, so if we got the summer.
Yes.
Okay. We're going like July or something.
Yeah, June, July, that'd be great.
I graduate in July.
Okay.
From the program.
It's combined it. Just one big celebration.
Yeah. No, that's your celebration.
We're going to Wet City, Baltimore, Maryland, baby.
Yo, so that strip club we tried to go to last time.
Yeah.
They're shut down now.
We
think the last time we went, that was like the last time.
That was our last hoorah.
Yeah.
Is that why they had the A team in?
No, I think that was just because, I don't know, like whenever we went, I think that was like the last month that they were open.
Damn.
Yeah. Because what is it? My uncle was looking it up. He's like, yo. He's like, I think they're closed. Like, what do you mean?
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, this was like months ago. I forget when the fuck we went, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah. That sucks. Nothing sadder than a stripper out of work. Come on down to the Paper Moon, folks.
I mean, they still got...
you can keep most of your clothes on.
What's the thing that everyone does on their phones?
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans, yeah, OnlyFans.
That's all you need, brother. Your phone and an O-ring light. Buy yourself a fucking bad dragon.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
What?
It just clicked with me. That's what you said. Like, oh.
Someone's going to...
He knows what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. We're talking about this.
Bad dragon, folks. Send pics of yours in our comments below.
Dude, oh my God.
Please DM us.
This one girl that I know.
Has one?
No.
Oh.
Like, not one. Like, a collection.
Maybe she's just a connoisseur.
Dude, but the thing is, though, she's like, she, like, posted it in this, like, this one group. I don't know what fucking group it was.
Dildo.
No. It wasn't like a sexy sex one. It was just, like, just a bunch of people just being themselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just, like, a fucking forum for, like, you know, just debauchery. Just a bunch of degenerates show up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like Reddit.
Yeah.
You know, just a bunch of just fucking Joe Schmoes show up and just be weird.
Yeah.
That was basically her. She posted it.
Yeah.
And she had them like fucking, I don't know.
Like in a line?
I don't know if she was cleaning them, but they were like hanging from her shower ceiling. Like stalactites, bro.
Just suction cups.
Yes! It was like 10.
It's the easiest way to let, yeah, just drip the dry off, get the shower,
you know,
yeah,
not, you know, just when you're done, you know, yes. But I don't know if it was hers, Nobody ever confirmed. You know what I mean?
We need her on the pod.
No.
Yes. I have so many questions.
Oh, my God. But well, people are like, nice collection. And like, she never responded. So I was like, oh, she's keeping it open-ended. Like, is it me? Is it not?
Lame.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was, I just thought, you know, just imagine like fucking like waking up in the morning after like.
Like, she's your roommate. Can you imagine? You wake up in the morning, try to get ready for work, you open the shower curtain.
With a dick.
With a fucking dragon cock. It's as big as two fucking soda cans.
Yeah, it's just like a fucking, you know, a horse dick, you know, the size of your forearm. Just like smacks you in the forehead. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
God damn it, Lisa, please pick up your fucking cock things.
I have no idea.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be a funny character.
What?
Guys or gals, roommate is a sex worker. But it's just so like...
Open about it and don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's my roommate.
Like,
she,
my lube spilled all over the floor.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's, you know... That's Lisa.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, do you remember Big Mouth, the show?
Yeah.
So apparently there's a character in there. He's like one of the monsters that haunts kids. I think he's like the Shame or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that season with him.
Yeah, he collects vintage Nazi dildos.
Nazi dildos?
Yeah, it's very specific.
Yeah.
And I think that's like part of the joke. Like, it's very specific, very niche.
Very niche.
Yeah, but apparently he collects vintage Nazi dildos.
You think Nazis really like... having the, you know, the Nazi party government issuing out government-issued dildos? It's got a serial number and everything.
Oh, my God. It's like, in case you lose it, you can find
it. You got to report it to the... you got to go to the post office to report stolen government property.
Dude, so we found one of those. Not a dildo, but you know those fucking code things? It's got, like, a little red tag, and it switches numbers, like, every hour.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm. It's like... I don't know what the fuck those are called, but I think it's like...
The code.
Yeah, like it's like a keychain.
Mm.
And like you keep... I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm pretty sure it was like one of those if you lose it, report it type of shit.
Oh, no.
So it's like a number you're supposed to call in the back? I don't think we ever did. I think we were like, we don't get paid enough for this. And we just threw it away.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think it was there for like a week. And nobody came to pick it up. I'm like, well...
Well... It's the garbage man's problem.
Yeah, I'm here to make ramen. I'm not here to fix other people's lives. You know, I get paid like $17 an hour for this.
I don't get paid enough, bro.
Yeah. $50, you know, like...
Yeah,
if
maybe...
If he was like a customer...
Yeah, yeah, maybe I'll give a little...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was like dropped further down and kicked down the hall or something. I'm like, nah.
Nah. Someone's probably got chewed out over that and they just moved on. So
yeah, I don't even know what the fuck those are.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I want to look it up now. But
damn.
Anyways,
I want to look up Bad Dragons now.
I'm not doing that.
Yes. Yeah, so birthday month's coming up. Pretty exciting.
I think, what did you want to do for your birthday? She's asking me what I want to do. I don't even know what the fuck I want to do.
So, like, you know, in typical male fashion, I'm like, oh, I hate my birthday, you know? And I've done that for numerous years. So I think this year... I'm going to spin it and actually try to, like, maybe take, you know, be a little silly with it and do, like, a birthday week and see if that kind of...
birthday week?
Yeah.
Okay.
See how the ladies like to live, you know? So, maybe that's what I'll do. Try to do a little birthday week, give a shit about my birthday this year.
You ever had a birthday week? No.
No?
You say you don't celebrate your birthday? What are you talking about? We celebrated it last year. Just the one time. Would you do it again? Huh? Maybe. I don't know. She hated the birthday I gave her then.
Oh, sad.
Not doing it again. No more Italian for you.
I love Italian.
Italian's good.
Yeah.
Are you in Sweet D doing anything for good old V-Day?
I don't know. We might. We haven't talked about it.
Oh. I heard she just got accepted to UVA, man.
She did, brother.
Yeah, congratulations. Yep. Big news. That's awesome for her.
Yeah.
Dude, we were talking about it. Like, didn't she just go to grad school?
Yes.
Yeah, she's so been this there for like, a year?
Grad school?
Well, I mean, she went to
Rochester.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she went there for like a year.
Yeah, it's only a year program.
Oh, what the shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, dude, this whole time I thought she was going to like grad school there.
No, so like it's part of her grad school. One of the requirements to graduate is you have to do an internship for a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, where you do it.
Oh, so she did it in Rochester.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yep. So she'll walk this May. get her diploma.
Yeah.
And then she's done. She'll be technically done with her program in August. I think because that's a year from when she started up in Rochester.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she's done with school. So then she's doing a postdoc to get hours to get accredited in D.C.
Yeah. See, this is why I didn't get into medical, man. It's just so much
shit. It's a lot.
It's a lot of hoops you got to jump through.
Yeah. So, but
props to her, though, man, too. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking hard work. I know she was, like, sweating about it.
Yeah, UVA was her number one pick. So
yeah, good for her.
Yeah, she got it.
Awesome.
So
guess we're going to have to make trips to Charlottesville.
Oh, darn. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And it's only 2 hours away.
Yeah,
so it's
beats
not,
fucking taking a flight every
yeah, every couple months. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for her. It's going
to
be...
You excited to be a house husband like me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be the breadwinner pretty soon. It's going to be fucking
yeah.
everything.
Nice change of pace.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's going to be making a lot of money, so... Yeah.
Good. But, good for her, though, man.
Yeah, we're... All happy for.
You got to set up a double dinner date or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, wait, is she back in town already?
Nope, she's back in The Rock.
Okay. When is she coming back here?
Good question. Let me see. President's Day. I don't think she'll come home for President's Day. Oh, she's coming back at the end of February.
Oh, okay.
But I won't see her. Because that's Suki's white lab coat thing.
Yes.
Or holy lab coating.
Shit. Do not let me fucking forget about that because I will.
It's the 25th of February. Yeah. So.
And that's a weekend, is it not?
The 25th is a Friday. And then he has that ball thing on Saturday.
Okay. What so, time?
Is his white coat?
Yeah.
I think it's 2 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like middle of the day. So. Mm.
Okay. Huh? Yeah, I might have to. I have to let my
not to flex, but I already took my PTO out
for that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took Thursday, Friday. Yeah. I took Thursday and Friday off.
So I think I'm gonna. Yeah, I gotta talk to my program manager and let her know.
Yes.
Be like, hey, can you let Capital One know that I am not doing this day?
My best friend's becoming a doctor.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I think I'm going to try and definitely put forward the effort. If not, worst case scenario, I'll show up for the ball.
Yeah.
Has it been locked in what the fuck we're wearing?
Yeah. I asked Sue, I'm like, what are we supposed to wear? I'm like, is it black tie? Because if it is, like, I need to rent a tux.
Yeah, we're
like,
all going to have to rent a tux.
And he told me, this was like a couple months ago now. He's like, I don't think it's black tie. I think you just have, like, just wear a suit. So.
Okay.
That's what
I can do that. Yeah. I got to get my shit readjusted, though.
Yes.
Don't laugh at me. I got fat, bro.
I had to buy a new suit because I got fat from my old.
The thing is, though, I bought the suit, wore it once, and outgrew it already.
Oh no!
So this is like within the past like 8 months I've had the suit.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So I've worn it twice.
That sucks.
Yep. It's like $200, so I might just get it readjusted. If
yeah,
anything.
You probably. That's the nice thing about like menswear like that. You can get it. Adjusted.
Refitted, yeah.
Yeah. I got to piss like a horse real quick.
Go ahead. Lady, I think, honestly, we should just probably wrap it up then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're at an hour.
Yeah, I mean, today.
I was going to do one more bit while I...
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty.
Is this allowed? Can we play this?
Just, you know?
Yeah.
I see the sparkling... little diamond on your hand. It's plain to see that you've already got a man. I can tell you're not about to fall for any of my life. I see the in your smile, there's a quiet soft desire. Like the ember of a once raging fire. You know I could light that fire again. You know it isn't wise. I see the want to live your.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to WKFM 95.3. This was J-Bone, the Jackman, and the Wizard. Thanks for tuning in. We'll try to be a little better about posting and getting better about this.
No promises.
Yeah, no promises. It might be another 2 months, but yeah. All right, folks. Goodbye.
We love you. Bye.
Just like you. Have silent skin.